Good afternoon, Brian Toole.
Hi, good afternoon. Is Kay there?
This is Kay.
Hey, Kay, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Fine.
Good. Hey, just wanted to touch base with you. We were in contact about 2 months ago. Wasn't sure you remember or not. But we do equipment finance and working capital. And I know at the time you didn't have any needs, and you guys also used the line with Wells Fargo over there.
Right.
Yeah, so just wanted to, you know, touch base, see if you guys had any plans for equipment, you know, toward the end of the year.
Not that I'm hearing the owner mention. We kind of have that all taken care of for this year. So, you know.
Right.
I would look towards the new year probably if there were any purchases going to happen.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of companies either do at the end or the beginning. So you guys are more toward the beginning then.
Yeah, it kind of depends. Just
yeah.
How business is, but I would say that would be more realistic for where we are at this point in this year, that it would probably be pushed out into next year would be my guess if we do something.
Right. Okay. And, how has business been so far for you guys this year? Is this a good year compared to last year?
Yeah, it's been a strong year, yeah.
That's great.
So.
Yeah, there's
Hope
a lot
it
of...
continues.
Yeah, I know, like, a lot of people, it's been hit or miss, saying, like, the election year, and also just a lot of competition for bidding jobs as well.
Right, yeah, well, we definitely do that a lot. Everything's quoted anymore, it seems like, so.
Right.
Yeah, you know, we're hoping the election doesn't put a wrench in things for us either way, however way it goes, you know. But
I know.
Don't know till you get there.
It's true. It's crazy. It's kind of scary.
Yeah.
But and how do you guys like separate yourselves from your competition over there?
I'd say the quality of our work and the uniqueness. I mean, we're very much a job shop, so we will do just about anything. Have a full
That's great.
Engineering team that will design custom parts and machinery and, you know, help customers resolve problems, as well as just regular welding and broken parts. And so I think that's
right.
A difference for us. You know?
Yeah, for sure. And do you guys, you know, use that those welding, those robots, the welding robots over there?
We don't.
Okay.
Because we don't have that much repetitive type welding where a robot
right.
comes into play. So we still have skilled fabricators.
Yeah.
They're hard to find because young people aren't being trained in the skilled craftsman's area anymore. So that's our biggest challenge, always finding the good skilled help. That, you know, they've gone through their certifications and apprenticeships and stuff. So.
And that's crazy that you say that. That I have noticed that a lot of there's no trades. You know, people
there's no
stepping up
anymore. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and everyone thinks it's all going to be something on computers. You know, that everyone will earn their living well when they find out you want a plumber or an electrician or a machinist or a welder, and we have none in our country, then what are we going to do?
Well, not only that, it's going to be those few that are there are going to charge, you know, get their well worth for it.
Prices. Yeah,
right.
That is very, very true. They can charge a premium. So, you know,
yeah, sure, exactly.
Our schools aren't pointing folks that probably have some really good skills into the trades.
Right.
Yeah,
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was good catching up with you, Kay.
Okay.
You know, we'll be
back at the first of the year, but you know, typically we do mostly our financing locally and such. But
okay.
Who knows, you know, things can change too.
Right, and we're not trying to ruin any relationships. Very competitive. Just want to see if we couldn't help you out, get a good deal. And I know sometimes, you know, with those, if you guys go through the vendors of the, like, CAT or something like that, or CNC
right,
vendors.
Right. Yes, we have gone through our vendors before to do some financing, yeah.
Right, and they usually add on, they have, like, really good programs, in all honesty, but sometimes they have limits to how many, you know, machines you can bring on at one time or whatnot. So, yeah, we definitely, you know, are very competitive.
Flexibility in that area.
Right, but we're also competitive, so it's definitely another option. So, Okay, I'll check back in with you at the beginning of the year, but you have a great weekend.
Thank you. You do the same.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.